I want to thank everyone for coming. It's meaningful for us every time, especially people who come in from Chicago. but people come from Baltimore also. I know it's a long day, it's a hard day, and it's very meaningful for us. Because I would say our focus in Yeshiva is where people go to instead of just where people are. It's walking to Beis Medrash and seeing things going well is very nice, but what's happened to all the people that weren't in Beis Medrash? Where are they today? And do you know where your Talmidim are? It's, you know, it's after Kollel. Do you know where your Talmidim are?
You're supposed to know the people who were in Beis Medrash, where are they now? What are the people who weren't in Beis Medrash, where are they now?
They're the same place they were then. But
hopefully not.
No. But as time goes along, there's a sort of a chance. The Teva Dorm is shown loose, and the fact that people still keep a kesha and feel close, it's meaningful. That's really, I speak for Reingold, myself, and I think everybody else in Yeshiva has that same argasha. Baruch Hashem, things are going well. The last two or three years, there's been a Bachum come from the mirror back. And as somebody said, some Yeshivas have a freezer, we have a microwave. I think we had a dozen Bachrim last year, and I think we're taking to the chuppah. I think the last two are left, and they're going quick. So Baruch Hashem, it's a bracha of sorts. But what I wanted to do is I wanted to learn through something I've gotten to learn something inside. It's a small maimon pachad Yitzchak and a yonad yoma. I enjoy learning things inside that way. At least we have something exact, and we'll try to. It's a small piece, but it's a very chashuv maima. Maima hey. So he says, "Bevadei shashmoy shalom seyasum yuchshuba." So the first sign that he says in many places is that whenever you name something, whenever you describe something, you describe a distinction. And he brings a famous Maral. Maral asks, "How come Shabbos, Besach Shabbos, starts with Yitzias with Hitzor and with Yitzias Shlaim? The Chura, we would expect Besach Shabbos starts with Kol Gadol. We expect Besach the Shabbos. Hitzor is a Malach Grua. It's a different type of Malach. Even it's not certain that the main Malach. Certainly, it's starting smack in the middle towards the end of the Malachas. So the Maral says, because everything is described by its unique characteristic. Since Yontif and Shabbos have the same exact halachas, just the chumrah, the one thing that Shabbos has that Yontif doesn't have is Eitzah. So if you want to start a Masechta Shabbos in Moyed, what distinguishes Shabbos from Moedim is Eitzah. That's why I start with that. So he says the same thing would we expect to be true about Hanukkah. So he says the marshal, the Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim deals with the Nes of Hatzolah. The Nes of Purim, it deals with the poor, with the Hatzolah. Here you have something interesting, he says. In other words, Chanukah is not on the Nes Nivonim, it's not on anything of the Ikenes, it's on the rededication, on something. So obviously, this what makes Chanukah different. All Yom Tovim mark some sort of nes of Hashgach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zachar Mincha Yisrael, or marks this unique. What makes this unique is that it's something that is Chanukah, and he's going to describe it. Beis, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Dova Shilach Hashem, it's Adnos, the Shem is Adnos over there, B'Yakov, V'Nofal B'Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a word or something in Yaakov, and it fell onto Yisrael. The pasuk itself has a very different meaning, but the Gemara in Chulin darshes it. O pirshu chachamim, dovashoch beYaakov zigira nashe. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Yaakov, something happened to Yaakov through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sort of a message, and that's gira nashe. V'nafal Yisrael, shepashat Yisurim b'chol Yisrael. And what's enough Yisrael? That all Klal Yisrael keeps that Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something Yaakov Avinu, and all Kasov keeps the Yisrael. Lechura says, "Ein kan shum nekuda nesefes al guf ador v'mepasha." Like, what are you darshing a pasuk for? In other words, after having darshing this pasuk, what do we know more than we know from the parsha itself? That Yaakov Avinu suffered a blow, and all Klal Yisrael keeps Gilad Nosheh. I mean, what's the point of taking a pasuk and a very far drush when you get zero more than what you put in? L'churi kan shum nekuna sevus l'gufa dvarim v'arim b'parsha. V'tzalel yorechal ken lechne Yisrael Gilad Nosheh. U'mayri pusa shepasik Gilad Nosheh Yisrael famous ha'yisrim. What does it mean it was pasha to whole Yisrael? We know by the Rabbanans there's an Inyan that a takana that wasn't nispashit, that wasn't niskabel, it becomes bottled. But on a deraisa, first of all, there's no such din. I mean, if it's an iser, it's an iser. And secondly, there are no other, there are tkufis when there were different rifionos, different times where different lavim were sort of problematic. But I can't say there was anything where we could say, and you know, of all these, sir, this is the Skabal and Klal Yisrael. You find things like Mila Klal Yisrael to Masa Nafsham. That does have a certain yichud. But this is more the Skabal than Chazit and Chelem, so on. So he says, Uvichteid la hargish as avlota michalti vachahom ze, olin la haktim sugi perikamer brachas. So to get to this point, he's going to learn up a sugi brachas. It says in the Gemara in Brachas, if somebody calls Avram, he's Ivebese. Shnei Voyeshmech Avram. Elamata Kurli Yisrael Yaakov, Hachinami. So Lemaiso Yisrael Yaakov, you both exist. So the Gemara says, Shaini Hosam the Hadri Kra. So he says that the Pasik Lemaiso refers to Yaakov, the Psukim and Navi comes refer to Yaakov. So Bal Korchach, the Pshat is not that Yaakov became Batul and Yisrael became the only name. Bal Korchach, they coexist. What's the difference? Why did Avram undergo a total transformation, Yaakov not? So he says, V'chazinu mikan deshina hevdol bein shinei Hashem shal Avram shal Hashem Yaakov is like this. Hatoichna pnimi shal hevdol zeh b'shinei Hashem shal Yisrael obvious shura shay noz mekoyo shal shinei Hashem Yaakov. So he says like this. I'll say it outside so it's a little bit easier to... what does it mean that when the name changes, then the old name is Batul and the new name is only one? The answer is because the old self is gone and there's a new self. So Avram was retired, same in Sagnina Shulcha, it's gone, and you now have a new Avram, and therefore referring back to the old Avram is sort of a misquote. You're talking about something that no longer exists. Like about Tshuva, it says, you're not supposed to be masking anything. His Petra is gone. Yaakov, when did he change his name? When he fought with the Malach. When he fought with the Malach, he didn't come out... Yisrael means you are victorious. He wasn't so victorious. He came out limping. So he says, the Mekor Shino Shosh Yaakov Nitzorcha La'isha Nevik Marelis HaShacha. B'shaitu Lehoya Nitzorcha Zesholim. It wasn't complete. He came out limping. V'rak lachem ikan, it says, Vayov Yaakov Sholem. Ish lemus, zu shal nitzochen, miyuchad hu li Yaakov Avinu. So he says, so Yaakov Avinu, because it wasn't complete, so we can't say it was nekar Yaakov, because there's still a Yaakov foot that's dragging along. So basically, it seems as if it's a chisaron in Yaakov, that Yaakov himself... it didn't make that complete transformation to Yisrael. There was still a little bit, he was still schlepping a foot, so to speak, pardon the pun on the Yaakov, but he was still schlepping a foot. And b'meila, he's called Yaakov. He says it's the only one that we find in the others that had a run-in and didn't come out completely victorious. Avram had a run with Paro, he left in much better shape and totally good. Avimelech, everybody. They had run-ins and everything came out. The only one who had a run-in and didn't make it out totally well was Yaakov. He says, Yaakov Avinu is called the B'chir Shabavis. Yaakov Avinu completes the framework of Avis. He's considered the Spitz, the Shlemus. Yaakov Avinu Lemes. He is considered to be the Shalom of the Avis. And he's the only one whose victory was kind of we're left with something, with a shirayim, something not one, and it reflects someone's name. They didn't get rid of his old name. So that's the heart of the question that he's putting down. We find the pasuk itself seems to give Yaakov less than total shlemus, less than total maila. It reflects on the name, and it's the only story where you come out somewhat losing, and yet he's losing. How does that work? Ulamita shel David kat oimik miyuchatz, he says. Yaakov Avinu is the one that creates the metzias of chut ha-mishulash lemer yonatek. The pasuk says that when you have a strand, it can rip. When you have two strands, three strands braided together, it's very powerful and doesn't rip. Chazaka is something that's permanent. Gemel Shan is chazaka. Three is always something that stays. So Yaakov Avinu's mitzias is that which endures. And he says it here in Hebrew, Avraham Avinu tchilagirim, Yisakash merechem, Yaakov Avinu mitosah shleima. So the in Yiddish, he used to say it in Yiddish. This was something that was shogel l'shoinoi. I'll say it in the Yiddish because in Yiddish it rhymes actually, and in English it does not even Hebrew. Avram is the erste geworne. Avram is the first one to become an Av. Yitzchok is the erste geborene. Yitzchok is the first one to remain an Av, to be born totally. In other words, he never was anything but that. He's born into the system. And Yaakov is der erste nicht verlorener or verlorener. The first one to get lost or not to get lost. In other words, Avraham Avinu is the dark of becoming, moving from Yesh Mayim. Yitzchak is Tamim, total. No beginning, no end, total kedusha, and Yaakov Avinu that gosh is on the no end. And Chazal say, Loike Avram Shetzer Mimenu Yishmael, Loike Yitzchak Shemana Esav, Yaakov is Mitoso Shlema. So he says a Gevalka Amkes. V'nimtza de Madregas Shlemusa Shal Yaakov Hi B'meniyas Nituka Shachutzlis Yisrael. What makes Yaakov special is that you never lost the Shem Yisrael. Avram Avinu, you could be a Ben Avram, or you could be Avram's son and check out. Yishmael checked out and it's gone. In other words, Avram's kedusha is not nitzchias because it's possible to check out. Yitzchak's kedusha is not nitzchias because Esav checked out. Yaakov Avinu's kedusha is impossible to check out from. Even if you shmad 10 times over, you're still a yid whether you like it or not. And like the Rambam says, you know, the Rambam's letter, two or three places he writes that even if you do the averes of Yom Benavot, they're still going to be tevei you for lulav and esrik. There's no way out. So the person that gave the yisoid in Kal Yisrael of no way out is Yaakov. V'hainu, the chazin, the idea of a marosser shall Esav, yotzim naklal. Esav was a mumma that out. Ve'ilu miYaakov ve'elach kol ma'isa hamorash ba'olam emesar sheYisrael. Yisrael afi shachot Yisrael is a din Yisrael. So he says, Zui darga shleima deketushes ha'avos Yaakov Avinu. That's Yaakov Avinu's darga. Avol dafka be'icha shashem esu krucha hi ha'ish shleima shom tzios shemur Yisrael. In other words, so he says a gevalik a knech. The only way, if I want to show you somebody Shlemus, Yaakov Shlemus, the way to demonstrate Yaakov Shlemus is that even Mumrim, even Mishamadim, drag along as Klal Yisrael, and you don't get rid of him. In other words, if we would see Yaakov B'Shlemusoy, without any chisarin, without anything lacking, then we don't see it. Of course, if a person is healthy and walking around and so on, that's fine. But when somebody is limping, and that foot is still part of him, and comes back to him, Yaakov Avinu's maila is expressed in losing part of his foot and regaining it again. That's the special Ma'al Yaakov. The not getting lost means I need to see somebody who is lost and still is not lost. Chazal say, Gevaldika Maima, Reb Chaim Shalom said it over many times. He was in a Sragish. It says, Vayorech Hasreach Begodov. Chazal say, Al Tikri Begodov Ala Boigdov. That Yitzhak smelled the Reach of Yaakov's Begodov. So Chazal say, he smelled the Reach of the Bogdim, of those who rebelled, those who betrayed Kal Yisrael. And Chazal tells about two people that they were with the Romans together, they betrayed Kal Yisrael, and at a critical moment they said no, and they turned back. And the hispilus was the ability for somebody so far out to come back again. So he says, the Choyisol Shehema Yim Meila Mispesh and Aseina Ben Bris. Kolzman Shieshna Boilom. Hoifar shall mumris be Israel, adayin atoime b'shleimu sh'yakov vino ki takanosei kalkalosei. V'zuit ki askaf reichel sh'yakov b'shadam ha'shem so'isa. If you see somebody who is a Yisrael mummer, so you say, oh, it's so terrible, he's a mummer, how could Yisrael have a son of mummer? The answer is, what you're seeing here is a mummer is still Yisrael. The person is a mummer and he's still Yisrael. So in the Mekolko, you see the Takana of Yaakov. Dalit. Ulemeidon adovazem idivichachom shapirshu dekra, divayarki lo yocholoi, hainu, shenoda bit sadikim with sitkanya shasidim lotzis mena bedoyer shal shmat. The place that he affected him were the people that were affected in the doyer shal shmat. So the lo yocholo were the people that Bishas Gzeres Hashmad were stood fast. Umemela tolomit kitkias kafayerech shu ashir binitzachon zel yocholo haino elo shalom de binisoyin v'nof dichshamaisum shavar maladas. So in the part of Yaakov Avinu, the three quarters of Yaakov Avinu that remain strong, those are the people that remain strong, Shas Hashmat. The foot that dragged along were the people that fell out. Umemela tolamet, ketkias kafayerech huashir b'netzach zeyacholoi. V'noflu v'nichshalu b'maisim mumris. Ela shayerech atkur shayakov hurakat kizorch la'ashemesh, asha ozu v'ayov Yaakov shalim. So the fact that Yaakov Avinu can suffer a blow to that part of his body and it re-heals itself again, that's Yaakov Shleimus. So the only way you could demonstrate Yaakov Shleimus is in where he lost a bit and where that loss regenerated itself and was Kaloi Hoya. Ki kach al kein Shleimus l'sha Yaakov shimenia sanituk loitei oid groma shimotzatech hamachna halol shemitz amtsan latik sachut. That's the Madrigas Yaakov Shikashon Bavis. Lachain, Kolzman, Shadayin Atoimo Babishlema Zu, Bitsad Ma, Kita Kanosak Al Kolosa, Akati Epshel Shemisolim Hakashem Yaakov. So you can't have Yisrael erase Yaakov, because the Shlemus of Yisrael is together with Yaakov. The Shlemus of Yisrael lies that even when he's Yaakov, it will always wait to come back. So Yisrael is what will be, and it's always working in tandem with Yaakov. Yaakov allows for someone to go out, and Yisrael is that everyone comes back to that shame again. Ad kitala shemesh veyerech atku otosh v'mukoymoy yefshel shem yakshel v'mukoymoy. So that's how he explains the parasha. That Yaakov Yisrael is bechreach, because in the olam of tshuva, that's the only possibility is, you know, the demonstration of Yaakov's nitzchias lies in the havamina that something became cut off, and because it didn't come cut off. Hey, v'zuy agoshas havlotes sheishnam divi chachamim shepirshu kidova sholach b'Yaakov v'nafal b'Yisrael. Haynu gidanoshas neshpas yisur b'chol Yisrael havloti b'kan yisura b'chol Yisrael dafka. Kol Yisrael. So he says over here in that chazal, of Dov and Nafal Sholach B'Yakov and Nafal B'Yisrael Shenishpashet Yisurim B'chol Yisrael, the Hadgasha is that the Shaykhis to Gira Nosha is Shaykh to everybody in Kol Yisrael. It's something that, in other words, Nispashet B'chol Yisrael means it's a Mida that was Nispashet everywhere. In other words, so that everyone hangs on to it. It's very fascinating that the story of the Reach Begodov happened by the Chor Beis Hamikdash. The Sfarim say that every mitzvah Loisase has a day when it's a day in the year that Shayach Bedafka to that mitzvah. Tisha B'av Shayach to Gira Nasha. There's a lot of look at Beis Hamikdash. There's a lot of Joshim on it and so on. But Dafka B'shas the Chorban of Kol Yisrael, which is the worst tkufa. In other words, that's the tkufa where Kol Yisrael is hit the hardest. You have that gilui of Ispashet Yisrael B'chol Yisrael. Now he explains the Shaychus to Chanukah. Vav, Gzeiros Hashmadar Shena Shaysu B'Yisrael Hi B'Pulma Shayivarim. In other words, all the Mohammeds that were there before, they never was. They're all Mohammeds nation against nation. Nation wants to vanquish nation. Paras, they were all there basically not with an interest to affect us in any way, not an interest to be oike from within us any zikat rasul. At best, they want to get rid of Yisrael. In other words, Bavel wanted to conquer the world, Paras wanted to conquer the world, they were afraid that Kal Yisrael is a bone in their throat, but it was always a type of there was no interest in the Etzem to convert us or to uproot any Teuchen of ours. Yovan was the first one who made a point of it, and then Rome itself not so much, but Christianity definitely that was the thing, and Islam and so on. They were the first Gezeira that Be'ika tried to uproot. This is a point I would speak about a lot. It's the first time where you have Jews actually betray. In other words, Bavel was an enemy, so we fought. Paras, we took on certain Paras. We want to be netted from the Suda of the Achashverosh, and so on. There was a certain laxity in us. But it wasn't anything that we wanted to become Persian. We wanted to be Nana from whatever there is. A Mesiavne meant, and it was, the culture of Klal Yisrael, people became acculturated to Yavon. And something in between, something inside became twisted. And it wasn't as if an outside person attacked somebody. It was a limb of Klal Yisrael was actually divorcing itself from the body. I mean, maybe you had people that fell off, but no, you didn't have people that wanted to try to change the pnimius. The end of the mission is Sukkah, where one of the Kohanim's one of Baskuna was married to a Yevani, and she kicked the Mizbeach and so on. It was something that crept in. All of the whole Masechus Yuma, all of it dealt with people. The Tztuki movement was a kind of a sort of a shatness of Misyavnim to this.
So if you have a
Kish Imoy is the type of battle we'll have where somebody is trying to be oiker, something from within Klal Yisrael, as opposed to just, if you fight with somebody, you want to kill him. Here you want to be oiker, something from inside.
L'chein kanu amokar l'tzorzim z'adur seyhem.
So you realize that the geula of it, there were two of it. One was Yavan, that's really minor.
as much as the restoration of Klal Yisrael to its own mitzias. Much bigger tragedy, much bigger battle than Yavam fighting us from the outside is that some of her own children, some parts of the guf, have sort of become aligned with something else. So the word Hanukkah, which is, it means to rededicate, is going on the pneumistic realignment. That is why it's very significant. So when we talk about Hanukkah, instead of focusing on an outside enemy that we won against, we really are saying that we reassembled ourselves. That's what the word Hanukkah means. We reassembled ourselves and remade ourselves. The problem wasn't them. The problem was what was happening inside us. And that's a manifestation of Yaakov Avinu's Nitzchias. That Yaakov Avinu had himself the koyach that no matter how far an Aver would go, it would never become Aver Medultal. It would always be, it would have the potential to heal again. I want to, I guess, talk a little bit about, this is in many ways relevant to us. The first one is this inyan, that the last Av, the Nisyonis, are going to be of this type of, you know, how much of us becomes, you know, inside. Someone told me a story a few days ago. It shook me to my core. Somebody, an yeshiva, young man yeshiva, went to a Shabbaton, to a Shabbaton of a school that's not yeshiva in Washington. It doesn't make a difference which school, but it's a school, a more modern school. And he was, what? I didn't say, so why did you say? So the kids, they were talking, and he was showing them how what you learned from Yaakov Avinu and this and that, very, very, you know, presented it, discussed it, and basically he led up to the point, from all the lessons that you learn from, you see that the Torah is a guide to a perfect moral ideal life. So, you know, that was the take of it. And one of the boys or girls asked, like, with Tmimus, but how can you say the Torah is a model for perfect life? You see that, for instance, in Asa's gay marriage. Now, I'm not easily shocked. So the fact that they say, I can't understand, I can't buy into it, I could hear it. It wasn't that. It was like, listen, Emes V'Yatziv is this and this. If the Torah doesn't measure up, then obviously it's not perfect. It was like the pashtus of it, the tmimus of it, was horrendous. And it was simply because this became part of us. This is our metzias. But whatever we're not mechavim l'shem shemayim is it becomes part of us, and that becomes our basic understanding. So the first thing is understanding that the real nisyonos and the real mechamis, anytime something can be seen as external, it's already not such a big enemy. It's the guy who looks like you, it's a spy, the fifth column, that you have to worry about. The person who looks like you, sounds like you, talks like you. If something can pass through, and we see the medicine, the reason why HIV is so dangerous, because the body doesn't recognize an enemy. It doesn't recognize it. And that's the problem. Half of the solutions are to try to tag it so that the body would recognize it as an outsider. The second part that I think is relevant is, I think... there's a lack. It says in the Leshem says it in his way. He says that Yaakov Avinu's Vayetzer was a Hisarn Bitochin and so on. He talks about that. I want to move it along with his Knech. A person needs to be Maimin that Yaakov Avinu is the final Tzur Klal Yisrael. And no matter how far removed we see an Aver, a person needs to be Boteach that it comes back. Now, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do his job doesn't need our help. You know, it's that in our help, in the sense that we can um,
that we tap HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the back and say, I'm sure he'll take care of it. I don't think, he doesn't need our reassurances. But it means that relating to a person, when you see somebody who is a member of Kal Yisrael, if he has Shem Yisrael Olav, nothing is wasted. Nothing. Sometimes there is there is an inyan. You have X amount of hours where to put it, and that's okay. So that's a good question because it's an either or situation. But a lot of times, and it's the gear, a person has a child that he really feels is getting no place with. A person has a neighbor. A person has a friend. A person has so many situations where you say, not because you have a choice A, B, or C. So there is halacha, in Pigor of Nefesh HaShabbos, halacha, somebody that's more karv latzolo, more karv l'sakana. There are different gedarim. But when you do have the time, it's just the attitude is, he's so far gone, there's nothing. That's not understanding what Yaakov brought to Kal Yisrael. That's not understanding that the last of our avos lives with two names, with Yaakov and Yisrael simultaneously. And the not shleimus, the real emuna in the nitzchis, your real emuna is that if you look at somebody and you can never see a person who's lost, you can see a person needs help. You could see a person, maybe you have a chiv to some, maybe you don't have a chiv because there could be reasons not, because reasons will affect other people. It could be reasons you have just a certain amount of time. But the idea that there's nothing, that there's no thing is lost, and taste like Chabad. Chabad's revolution, it wasn't that to be Makarev, to be Baal Tshuva. Chabad's revolution was that you can't look at somebody as lost. You can't look at somebody as lost. And how to act, again, there are times when you need to be merachik for the sake of other people. You need to be merachik to make a certain point. Sometimes the richok works. I don't mean on the practical level of the point of, not have sometimes making tough decisions, but understanding that there's no such thing. It's a lack in your emunah if you can say about somebody he's lost. That was what Klal Yisrael was an Avram, that people can be makach from no place, and he's the avlegerim, and that's the paradigm that a person can come from nowhere, really from nowhere, and be makir and emes. That's one. Yitzchak is a paradigm that a person can be kula kodesh without any negias, without having needed to come to it, without losing it. Kula kodesh, that's a mahalach, and that's a certain core in Klal Yisrael, that's a shevet Levi of Klal Yisrael. And a person needs to understand that the hardest emunah, and especially for us, and this is the emunah of Achsei Yomim, is that the nitzchis of Klal Yisrael is not because Klal Yisrael is so perfect. The nitzchis of Klal Yisrael is because it's like something that's on a rubber band. You can pull it very far, but as far back as you pulled it, that's how far back it's going to snap. And you see it, as you get older, you see people that you thought were gone, and all of a sudden they're here. You people that had just disappeared, and one day something happens, and sometimes it's dramatic things, but not so dramatic. Person was, was not a strong, nothing, and all of a sudden something happened. So it's Hanukkah is the last nes that we celebrate. It's the nes. Chazal didn't focus on the nes. Chazal focused on the fact that in the long dark galus, we come back. Chanukah meant that our Beis HaMikdash was solid, our Beis HaMikdash was tamei, and the Beis HaMikdash rejuvenated itself. That's what happened. It's a powerful both halves. The need that the biggest sakana is something that seeps in inwards is one part of this. That the fact that there's misyavnim, that the whole musig of something seeping in and becoming our core values, chas v'shalom, replacing our core values with something that we say this is our core value, and mitzad sheni, the emuna, and the emuna means that's mechayev how we act, that a person never can give up because there's no point to it. That's not a reason for it. The nitzchus of Yaakov Yisrael is that when you see somebody limping, you say, the aver is being held on, and there's a refor krov alavoy. I want to tell just a story. I just remind myself of a fascinating story of how Adam Gadol looks at people.
I said it over, actually, I said it about Malcolm a few months ago. This actually, of all the people I found, it was my son-in-law's great-grandfather was a Talmud Alta Slavotka, and they have a safe with a collection of stories. But this is from him. I just randomly opened up and found it. Rav Engel says no random, it's all Hashkacha. But to us, it looked like random. He said there was, the Tkufa de Alta was head of the yeshiva, was an incredibly, difficult Tkufa. You're talking about, this was the battleground where the Mesiavnim really destroyed the yeshivas. The yeshivas were destroyed. It was horrendous. The godless of the yeshivas wasn't that they made yeshivas and they did a fundraiser and they put yeshiva down. Making the yeshiva meant they were going uphill on a hill that was 90 degree angle. Everything was falling down real fast. They were going the other direction. The altar was one of the giants in it. And Vayhi Ayoyim, the best bracha in yeshiva, big masmid, a big London, somebody who really was school learning, became head of a group that rebelled. And they got up in the middle of Seder, they started yelling, profanities, kfira, and screaming and making a big balagan in the Besmedrish. And this guy was the leader of it, and he was the one that was yelling and ranting and screaming and raving. Only, you know, I came to blows. When they escaped, I think, the Alta, or the guys left, or whatever happened, the Alta turned to somebody and says, wow, this person's intellectual honesty has never left him. And the person who saw him looked at him as if he didn't hear well. What are you talking about? He said, look at this guy. He said he was screaming and yelling and kicking and all over. He said, why wasn't he talking rationally? Why wasn't he talking calmly? Because he knows that if you have to consider it seichel-dik, he would have to admit to the emes. He still knows what's right and wrong. The only way he could do it is by using his anger to overwhelm his reason. And that's why he the only way he could talk was through that. That's the cook of somebody who sees where the nekuda is going. It's incredible. It's an incredible insight. When you see somebody who is, I always say, when you see somebody who's a vociferous Epicurus, he's yelling and screaming. If I was an Epicurus, I wouldn't waste a nickel on supporting movements against religion. I would take my money and enjoy myself. And if people want to sit in shul daven, you know, why would I fight? Because Klal Yisrael up in Shachat Yisrael, and they know that as long as somebody's standing and testifying that they're wrong, it bothers them. They're not lost because a person who is angry and upset and there's something there. That's part of this. Hanukkah trails off into the long galus and believing in it and believing in it the metzias is the understanding of Hanukkah, that no matter that even though we were metame the inside of Beis Hamikdash, there comes a time when it's rebuilt, there comes a time when it's metayer, there comes a time when, like he says, the Ur comes out, the Shemesh comes out, it's Vayirapeh, and Yaakov comes back Shalom, and that's where the shame of Yaakov becomes Yisrael for good, Mitzvah.